Independent filmmaker April Maxey's short subject Work premieres at this year's all-virtual Sundance Film Festival.
Hi, are you like back?
I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
The film, starring Maricela Zambado, explores themes of loneliness, breakup, and isolation. Maxey says pandemic experiences influenced the work.
I went through a breakup. I had to move. And there were a lot of times that felt very isolating. And so I just changed my script. I was like, I can't make this like fake love story. I poured what I was like feeling into the script and updated it.
Okay. Independent filmmakers are used to working on very tight budgets and are highly resilient.
I've seen the business pivot multiple times during the pandemic. You know, it started off as everyone thought the sky was falling. Well, the sky didn't fall.
Streaming services like Netflix, HBO, and Amazon demanded more pandemic-era content, giving independent filmmakers a lot of work.
I think it's a golden age in the respect that TV has become such a massive cultural force.
During the pandemic, box office revenues have dwindled drastically, and some of the art house cinemas where independent films found their audiences were forced to close. Even with all the disruptions caused by the COVID pandemic, declining ticket sales, and the rise of streaming services, industry observers say independent filmmakers will continue to do what they've always done, adapt and roll with the punches.
Every indie film has some kind of jaw-dropping story attached to it in terms of what it took to make it.
You've got to be nimble, you've got to be quick, you've got to be passionate, and quite frankly, you've got to work harder and longer and not quit and not give up.
That's why Maxey is looking on the bright side.
The virtual festival thing is interesting because it opens up the access more, whereas if it was in person, it would have been a few select screenings. So I'm hoping that, you know, more people will see it.
The Sundance Festival will announce its prize-winning films virtually on January 28th. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Long Beach, California.